Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Yesterday, Maria Horn, candidate for representative for the 64th District in Connecticut, asked that a process begin with more transparency and sincere engagement with the community regarding the maternity services at Sharon Hospital. She went on to say, given in the way which information has been provided to the public or not the past several weeks, the community has lost some trust in HealthQuest, and Peter Cordell's willingness to attend last night's meeting and answer questions directly and straightforwardly was a helpful step in that right direction. She went on to say that she hopes there'll be further opportunities for conversations to continue, and she applauds the Sharon selectmen, Brent Colley, Jessica Fowler, and Dale Jones, for their efforts to open the conversation at that public meeting and to get answers on behalf of the community. Now, Horn said she also looks forward to any future hearings held by the State Office of Health Strategy as it considers requests from HealthQuest to purchase Western Connecticut Health Network or to formally close down maternity services. By the way, that meeting at the Sharon Selectmen can be seen on our CATV6 Vimeo page. Go to CATV6.com and click on the Vimeo link. The Kent Historical Society is a recipient of a $4,999 grant from Connecticut Humanities for Disaster Planning. They're putting that funding to use this summer by hiring a professional risk assessment consultant. Completion of the recommended steps and changes in the way the report will take time, but the society said it's well on its way. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association has been recognized as a We Honor Veterans Partner. As a We Honor Veterans Partner, Salisbury Visiting Nurses will implement ongoing veteran-centered education for their staff and volunteers to help improve the care they provide to veterans they serve. The nation's seeing many of the veterans who served in World War II and Korea pass away, and the number of deaths from Vietnam veterans is also beginning to rise. The Berkshire's second annual Jewish Festival of Books will take place at Hevrath of Southern Berkshire beginning today and running through Sunday. More information at 413-528-6378 or hevrath.org. The Music Lab presents Papalooza Sing and Dance Party. That is happening tonight at 5 p.m. at the Canaan Pavilion for Railroad Day's Family Fun Night. You can sing to your favorite pop songs with a dance-off at 6:30. Lights and great sound. It's being held rain or shine. Now, there's a special town meeting coming up in Sharon at the Chapin Room at 6:30 tonight to see what action the town will take regarding the Board of Finance request to authorize the expenditure of up to $32,594 to purchase a new vehicle for building official fire marshal. These funds are available and have been set aside in the town's equipment replacement fund. An informational meeting will also take place at Sharon Town Hall at Chapin Room at 7 p.m. tonight. Residents invited to learn more about the proposed new ordinances and ask questions. The proposed new ordinances are abandoned motor vehicles, abandoned premises, placement of snow in public right-of-way. Draft copies of all these ordinances are available at the selectman's office. Public invited for Narcon training. That happens tonight from 6 till 7:30 at the Northeast Militant Library. Space is limited. You need to pre-register to see if there's any space. 518-789-3340. Sunset Music Series continues tonight by the Couch Peepa VFW Post. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise from 7 till 9 p.m. with K-Mac and the Cadillacs. Norman Rockwell and the Four Freedoms will be held Friday the 27th at 5 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. It's free and open to the public, put on by the Sharon Historical Society and Museum and the Sharon Town Hall, presenting the next lecture in their History at the Hall series entitled Norman Rockwell and the Four Freedoms. More information at 860-364-5688. In Millerton at the Movie House on July 27th, director Lisa Amendola-Vreeland will screen her new documentary about Cecil Beaton, Love Cecil, followed by a question-and-answer session at 7 p.m. The evening begins with a reception and book signing with Vreeland for members at 6 p.m. The Great Barrington Historical Society's annual antique show and flea market will be held Saturday, July 28th, 9 a.m. till 3:30 on the beautiful lawns of the Historical Society Museum on South Main Street in Great Barrington. The rain date is Sunday, July 29th. Right now, there are over 30 vendors. Douglas Library in North Canaan has filled a bag for $5 book sale back on Saturday, July 28th from 10 until 1. You can fill a bag and help them make room. New books, DVDs, and more. It's upscale sale rooms only. Michelle Arnott, author of Crossword Puzzles for Dummies and Four-Letter Words, Secrets of the Crossword Insider, will host a morning of coffee and crosswords on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sandusfield Arts Center on Hammertown Road. The event is free, but reservations are recommended online at sandusfieldartscenter.org. On Saturday and Sunday, July 28th and 29th, the Litchfield Jazz Festival, their 23rd year, featuring performances by Emmett Cohen and Trio, and Jimmy Cobb, the Jeff Dwayne Watts Trio, Dan Brubeck, Oren Evans, Trio de Paz, and more. It's held at the Goshen Fairgrounds. The Jane Lloyd Fund is holding their 13th annual traditional New England clam bake on Saturday, July 28th from 2 till 8 p.m. If they're left, tickets are $55, include raw bar, clam chowder, steamers, corn of the cob, potatoes, lobsters, one beverage, beer or wine, soft drinks, dessert. Now, hot dogs and hamburgers are available for purchase the day of the event as well. If you don't have a ticket for the clam bake, you can still go and make a donation by buying hot dogs and hamburgers. Music Circle is provided by Elliot Osborne and Friends. For tickets or more information, 860-824-5489-3 or 860-248-0143. You can also purchase tickets online at berkshiretaconic.org/credit card form. On Saturday, it's the Supertone Music Festival in Hillsdale, a day-long music festival. Bat Fangs, Lonesome Doves, Thelma and the Sleaze, John Hatchett Band, Jim Curson, and more, plus farm-to-table food, local beer, visual art, and craft vendors at the Roloff Jansen Park in Hillsdale, beginning at 4 p.m. On July 28th in Stanfordville, Conrad Levinson Sculpture Studio and Garden Open House, a midsummer celebration with food, drink, and music, and live music. All are welcome from 4 till 7 p.m. July 28th, the Cornwall Library and Nat Homer will discuss 80 years of Superman, comic books 1938 to now, as well as some of the medium-specific visual language that make comic books unique and engaging. That's at 5 p.m. Friends of the Taconic State Park have their 10th annual meeting and barbecue supper on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Copaic Ironworks, a National Heritage Area site in Copaic Falls, New York. They're welcoming Joshua Freeman, renowned historian and acclaimed author of Behemoth, History of the Factory and the Making of the Modern World. It's a BYOB event. Tickets for the annual meeting and supper are $15. Available in advance at friendsbbq2018.eventbrite.com or 518-329-3251 to reserve tickets. July 28th, Annandale on Hudson, Bard's Summerscape Broadway icon Cheetah Rivera, accompanied by her longtime trio, will recreate moments from her legendary career, including numbers from West Side Story, Chicago, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, and more, 7 p.m. and at 9:30 p.m. The Northeast Millerton Library Annex is setting the stage for a songwriter showcase on Saturday the 28th at 7:30, hosted by Lance Middlebrook, the public invited to hear the stories and inspiration behind the songs of the musicians who wrote them. The showcase will feature Lance Middlebrook, Elliot Osborne, Julia Davis, and Ed Thorney. Doors open at 7, a $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. The event is underwritten by Harney & Sons Master Tea Blenders, Irving Farm Coffee Roasters, and more printing. July 29th in Austerlitz, it's the Blueberry Festival, kicking off with a blueberry pancake breakfast, followed by 19th century craft demos, antiques, live music, activities for kids, animals, birds of prey, sheep shearing, craft vendors, artisans, and more. The whole event runs from 9 until 4. The Northeast Community Center is sponsoring its 8th annual Chef and Farmer Brunch on Sunday, 11 till 2 at Fairfield Farm, Route 41 in Lakeville. Meet chefs and farmers, enjoy a delicious brunch, silent and live auction, and live music and more. Ticket prices and more information available at neccmillerton.org. A reminder to all Great Barrington Fire District residents, the Great Barrington Fire District special meeting is set for 6 p.m. Monday at the Mount Cavanaugh Fire District Building, 17 East Street in Great Barrington. All Fire District residents are encouraged to attend. The warrant for the special meeting has been posted at the Fire District Office, East Street Town Hall on Main Street, Great Barrington Post Office on Main Street, and the Mason Library on Main Street. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 172.16 to 25,414.10. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7932.24 and the S&P 500 at 2846.07. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.